Y'all doing good this morning? Would you stand and worship with us as we begin to celebrate what God's doing across this globe?
To the north. I have friends there, and we're praying for Canada.
I'm carrying the flag of Haiti because my family sponsors two kids in Haiti, and I would love to meet them one day.
Hi, I'm Keon James, and I want to carry the flag to show I love the Lord.
I'm carrying the flag of Poland because that's where my grandfather was born, and I want to honor him. And I also wanted to do it to just to honor the Lord.
I carry the flag of Lebanon because that's my family heritage, and I am praying for them.
My name is Kiana, and I'm carrying the flag because Jeremiah 51:27 to exalt the Lord.
I'm carrying a flag because I love to do it, and I like serving my church.
I'm carrying the flag of Tanzania because I know people who have lived and have died in that country. Some who have known the love of Jesus and some who haven't.
I carry the flag of Nepal because I'm from Nepal and I want people there to know about Jesus.
I believe in the Parade of Flags because I love missions and I love missions efforts this week, and this is just a little thing I can do to help serve.
I'm carrying the flag of Chile because I went there 6 years in a row to work at a girls' orphanage in Santiago, and I left part of my heart there.
I'm carrying the flag of Kyrgyzstan because I went there on a missions trip and the people have been in my heart ever since.
I'm carrying the Indian flag because I'm so thankful and blessed to be born and raised in an Indian Christian family and to personally know Jesus. I also continue to pray and want to contribute so the gospel of God gets to every person in India.
Goes forth in the Holy Spirit's power with the glories of the gospel to exclaim. Now we pray your kingdom come, and we pray your will be done for the honor and the glory of your name. Wow.
Good morning.
Moin, moin.
Hi, we're Ben and Sarah Carey, and we get to greet you from Waren, Northeast Germany. We serve here with our four children, Travis, Hannah, Emma, and Leia. And it's an honor to greet you today as you head into your Missions Emphasis Week. You are church family who have been our church that sent us and our family for past 20 years. And we're so grateful to be part of you guys.
Yeah, what an exciting time for you as a church family this week. Our prayer is that you not only get a glimpse and an image of God's heart for the nations and the people around the world, but that you would be bold and courageous to step into what God has for you individually and those next steps as you engage with his heart for missions in the world. So have a wonderful week, and we send you our greetings and big hugs.
Cheers.
Bye. My name is Mao Abaya.
Kewuno, Edobulafia. My name is Janet Abaya. Greetings from Jos, Nigeria.
We have been members of Westgate since 1988, and we are sent out from Westgate in 1994 to Nigeria. Over the years, the Lord has blessed the work, and we are grateful to you for your unflinching support. Please pray for our work among the Muslim background believers and among the Nigerian youth, that as we look to training more of them in the coming year, to be Great Commission Christians in their communities.
Thank you very much for your partnership. Have a wonderful Missions Week.
Hello, guten Morgen.
We're the Erics, Paul and Lydia. We are serving in Condor in Germany at Black Forest Academy as dorm parents. Before that, we were with you all at Westgate, serving in a number of ways.
We're so excited for you guys to enter Missions Emphasis Week this week, and we're praying for you to experience God in new ways and experience his global church. Enjoy!
Hello, Westgate family. We are Luke and Maddie Dadeen, and we are currently serving in San Jose, Costa Rica with Encloyd.
Yeah, and Luke and I have grown up at Westgate, and we are super excited to be here live in person with you this week. You can see us on Wednesday night at our prayer room, or we'll be sharing in both services on Sunday the 13th. See you soon.
See you soon. Ciao.
Здравствуйте.
Привет.
Hello.
Hola.
Hi, our friends at Westgate Chapel. We are Steve and Craig Volstead, and we are now serving with Inkalink.
We're so thankful to you, our Westgate family, for over 24 years ago sending us to the mission field. And all of these years later, we've served in Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and now striking out, being able to serve international workers who are serving in Latin America. We're so thankful for your continued support in that way.
We're praying for you this week of Missions Emphasis, and praying that God will just enlarge your minds and your hearts and your eyes towards what he's doing and what he wants to do around this world to bring people into his kingdom, and how he wants to use you in order to see that happen. So we're thankful for you. We're praying for you and looking forward to hearing great things about this week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Incredible to get to hear from all of them. Good morning, church family. How are you today? Good. It is good to be together. If we have not had the opportunity to meet, my name is Rob Zimmerman. I'm the lead pastor here at Westgate. And as you can tell from this morning, we are entering into a very special week, our Missions Emphasis Week as a church. If you have never been here, if you're new at Westgate, we're part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, which is a worldwide denomination focused on taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we're excited to celebrate what God is doing all around the world in seeing even the least reached people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you are new here today or in the last couple of weeks, again, I want to give you just a special welcome. As you move towards a decision of wanting to get connected here at Westgate, one of the best ways to do that and begin that process is to fill out a connection card. You'll see the connection card in the pew in front of you, and if you choose to fill that out this morning and would like to get more information about how to get connected at Westgate, you can take that card at the close of our service out to our guest center in the main entrance, and our hosts that are there will answer any questions you might have about the church, give you a small gift to say thank you for being here, but most importantly, would just love to help you find a way to plug into this church family. And so, again, I want to thank you so much for coming and worshiping with us today. As always, the best way to stay connected with what is going on here at Westgate, but especially this week with our Missions Emphasis Week is to be on our Westgate Chapel app, where you can find everything that is happening and ways to get connected as we talk about the global mission of God to reach the least reached people of the world. As I mentioned, we're a part of the Christian Missionary Alliance, a worldwide denomination with over 700 international workers spread throughout the world sharing the good news of the gospel. And this is our week to celebrate what God has been doing, but to also prayerfully consider how he would have us as his followers be involved in this mission. And so I want to introduce you, if you have not met, this is Julianne. She is our Outreach and Missions Director. She's going to tell you a little bit about the different ways to get connected this week.
Here, as we really get to lean into storytelling, as we picture all these flags and the peoples they represent, and then standing in that heaviness of people lacking gospel access. And so I'm so glad you guys are here this morning. In your sermon notes, there was this brochure tucked in, also available on the app and westgatechapel.org/missionsemphasis. But we have created different spaces where we have these rally points, fun points, where we have the tastes and sounds of Missions Emphasis, the global church, and then we have created spaces for us to really exercise our muscles in those five ways to engage in missions that we keep talking about when we want to grow our prayer muscles, our welcoming international people muscles, our sending muscles of the young workers and old workers going out around the world, our mobilizing, our understanding of really God's heart for all people and who we can share that with, whether it's someone in our friendship circle, our neighborhood, our life group, our family, and then the going. Maybe you're called to go. And so this week has on-ramps for each of those opportunities. We have Friends from Water for Ishmael here this morning, as well as on Wednesday for welcoming. We have our guests. We have Luke and Maddie are here. As you heard, you'll get to see them again on Wednesday. And then Sunday are people that are sent from Westgate that we get to encourage. And opportunities for us to potentially go. If you look through here, you'll see there's many different places that international workers will be sharing. You've made it to the first one Sunday morning. Excellent job, everybody. And then inside here, I would love for you to circle this, highlight the big deal on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We're going to gather the whole church. So if you're in this room, it's for you. In our atrium, we'll have a global appetizer smorgasbord to eat together from 6 to 6:30, then around 6:40 to 8 o'clock. All 12 different prayer experiences will be available, again, exercising those muscles of praying in new ways, learning about the persecuted church, the global church, supporting our workers, water freshmill and the welcoming of refugees and immigrants, things like that. And so we would love for each person to make it a priority to come eat with us. There's going to be a fun place for everybody, as well as just the bigness of God and the heaviness and that fact that we can be part of it. So that's Wednesday night. You'll see many other opportunities. And we are just excited that this week is here. And so with that, I would just love to take a moment to pray and give the week to God. God, each person in this room is made in your image for your glory. And when we think about the 8 billion people on earth and that truth, it is crazy. My little brain doesn't comprehend it, but we are here to seek you and to seek your voice, and pray that this week will take us one step further in understanding who you are, in your word coming to life, into hearing the promptings of the Holy Spirit of what it means for each of us to reach our neighbors and the nations. So I thank you, God, for this church. I thank you, God, for this first week of October here set apart. But this is just one moment where we highlight it, but really you've been at work and will continue to be at work before and after. We trust you, God, with this big story you're writing, to make your name known as we worship you and glorify you. And we pray that each of us will do that this week, that we'll have our ears and eyes open to see where your work and move towards that. May we encourage one another. May we take faith-filled risks. May we say things out loud for the first time we might have never said before, as we wrestle through missions and reaching our neighbors and the nations, as we wrestle through having a deep relationship with you and what that means. So God, may we all look like you a little bit more at the end of this week, and may it all bring you glory and be filled with worship. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I am excited for us to jump jump in this week. And so as Julianne said, please mark your calendar for Wednesday night. Plan on being a part of that with us. But before we continue now this morning in our musical worship, I want to give you an opportunity to say hello to someone you have not said hello to yet today. So go ahead and stand on up. And I want you to find someone and share with them, if you could be a missionary in another country, what country would that be?
Awesome.
Today, King.
You are so good. You are so good to us in so many ways. And we are thankful, Lord, that you sent your son Jesus to die on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin, that you would demonstrate your love in such an incredible way to us. But not only in that, God, but that while we were sinners and you sent your son to die for us, not only have you invited us back into relationship with you, but you've invited us into your mission to share that good news with a world that desperately needs to know you. And so, Father, we are thankful for the incredible grace and mercy and love that you continually display and show to us on a daily basis. And our prayer this week, God, is that you would show us how we can join you in your mission of reaching the least reached people in this world. Father, I pray that as we come to this time of offering, of giving back our tithes and our offerings, Lord, that you would move us to continually give generously, but to do so with a joyful heart, not out of compulsion, but with the recognition that it is our privilege and joy to be able to enter in with you in many different ways of reaching more people with the good news of the gospel. So as we give our offerings to you today, Lord, we ask that you would multiply them and that you would use them to make your name great in this community and throughout the world. We love you, Lord Jesus, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Hey, good morning, church family. I am so thankful that you chose to sign in online this morning and participate in our service as we kick off our Missions Emphasis Week. We have got a phenomenal week that is planned, and we would love for you to continue to be a part of all of it. We have got so many different opportunities to connect. And if you want to find out about those opportunities, the best way to do so is by going to our app. If you go to your app store, Westgate Chapel Toledo is what you search for. And when you download the app, you will find all of the information about different ways to get connected into the life of the church, but especially this week for our Missions Emphasis Week. You will not want to miss a moment of it. Now, obviously, we've cut away from our live service this morning, and we've had to do so because of the sensitive nature of some of the things that we'll be sharing about the work that God is doing all around the world, especially in some countries that are closed to the gospel. However, don't be discouraged, because we have something equally exciting to share with you this morning. You're going to have the opportunity to hear from Tim Meyer, the Vice President of Development for the Christian Missionary Alliance, as he takes you on what we call the Global World Tour. You're going to have the opportunity to hear about the work of the Christian Missionary Alliance all around the globe and learn more about our denomination. But even more exciting is that you're going to get to hear about how God is changing lives, especially in some countries that are closed to the gospel. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and I'll be back with you in just a few minutes to share with you some more.
Hey, to finish our time this morning, like John said at the beginning, we're going to go on a bit of an Alliance World Tour. We've already done a little bit of that. You've heard snapshots and some deep dives into some places. This is the third time, actually, that we've created a presentation like this. You might remember the first time that John did one about 6 years ago in Columbus. For this one, I'm simply going to give some quick snapshots, like we've been doing this morning, of what God's been doing throughout the world and in the U.S. over the last couple of years. In the Alliance, we are and we have always been, a deeper life and missions movement. From the beginning, we believed that as the work of God goes deeper in us, the Word of God flows more broadly through us and from us. Because his heart is for people, and his heart is for his world, and as our hearts get aligned with his, we begin to share his passions like you've heard this morning. A quick note as we begin, as you're aware, we can't name out loud a lot of the specific locations told in this story for safety reasons, and because of the nature of our structures and our work, we're not going to always call out the specific folks in Access or Comma or Envision or Marketplace Ministries, but just so you know, that's how all of this stuff is getting done. So, what has our church in the Alliance been up to recently? Let's just start in our own backyard. Whether it's a cornfield in the Midwest or tiny homes in Seattle, our Alliance family is reaching broadly to engage the world, including the U.S., with Christ's love. There were 17,795 professions of faith, 7,382 baptisms, 6,081 sites visited through short-term mission trips, and 48 new church plants. I just heard 52 this morning, and that's just last year. The Union Hill Church in Redmond, Washington, is partnering with Low Income Housing Institute to provide tiny homes for Seattle's houseless and extend Christ's love in other tangible ways. In the spring of 2022, Grace Church in Middleburg Heights, Ohio, launched a campus in the chapel of the Lorraine Correctional Institution. Over 100 men from the incarcerated community attend their worship services, and that story is just starting. For the last 4 years, a Key Alliance ministry has partnered with a local resettlement agency to provide tutoring and homework help for a community of East African immigrants in the Twin Cities. They're also involved in English and citizenship classes, sports outreaches, sewing lessons, community gardens, all in partnership with local churches and other organizations. In 2022, the U.S. Alliance had over 327,000 worshipers and almost 2,000 churches praising God in 38 languages and dialects. We also had over 98,000 online church attendees, so we can be thankful for one thing that COVID did for us, I guess. And over 1,000 Alliance family members who served on short-term mission trips. But the U.S., as you've heard, is just a part of a much larger God story. In 2021, 112,000 people were baptized in Alliance churches worldwide. That's more than five times the amount of Madison Square Garden's capacity. As you know, the Alliance World Fellowship is a global family of 60 autonomous national church networks consisting of now 25,000 churches in 81 countries with more than 6 million Alliance worshipers. This fellowship includes over 4 million baptized church members, 184 full-term theological schools, and over 30,000 licensed national workers. In 2022, the U.S. Alliance had just under 700 workers, we're working on that, from the U.S., serving 150 people groups in more than 140 cities, but over 1,000 additional cross-cultural workers from AWF partners were serving the least of these. And another new group of IWs will be commissioned this council because sending workers remains our priority because the presence of Christ matters in every community around the world. The bottom line, friends, the bottom line is our passion and love for Jesus is at the heart of all of this stuff. Nothing's possible without the filling work of the Spirit. And as He continues to send us, we'll continue to go. The Spirit's presence is manifest in worship, encounter, and in mission. We become presence carriers. And we're going to the hard places now as we have in the past. So let's take a look at some of that work around the globe. In Western and Eastern Europe, the Holy Spirit's power is at work even in the midst of warfare and disaster. As armed conflict continued throughout Ukraine, the Alliance has come alongside Ukrainian refugees in Germany. Through this ongoing partnership, refugee families have received food, clothing, temporary housing, transportation, pastoral care, and more as they establish themselves in a new country. In Bordeaux, where only 1% of the population is evangelical, God is expanding His presence to the alienated and the vulnerable. This year, the community witnessed the dedication of the Mérignac Church. And as a beacon of hospitality, the church has already cared for two Ukrainian refugees. Because of your generosity, Alliance family, to the tune of over $1 million, the Alliance has been able to support the work of the National Church in Ukraine to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Alliance-affiliated churches all over the country have mobilized to act as refugee centers, and since the start of the conflict, the church has been able to distribute nearly 2 tons of food a month throughout Ukraine. Recently, our AM leadership team was able to visit some of their leaders in Ukraine and learn that the church is actually advancing despite the war. One local church has recently grown from 30 to 200 in the last year as openness and hunger for Christ increases. Our Alliance work and our workers have also been manifesting the presence of Jesus in the Middle East. 1,604 food packages were given out to Syrian refugees in 2022, all of these with home visits from volunteers. One food package of essential food items will sustain a family of six for 2 to 3 weeks. An Alliance Bible School celebrated the graduation of 18 students who are now serving the Lord throughout the Arab world. In a different Middle Eastern ministry location, an English program has returned to a very full load of teachers and students. They now have more students enrolled than ever before, and the program continues to be a centerpiece of their community center. A soccer outreach continues to grow in popularity and in connections with the boys who play. They recently had 80 at practice. This is an outreach from the Syrian school, and the coach acts as a mentor to these young boys. To make the presence of Jesus known in the Middle East, Alliance International workers have regularly visited over 100 refugee families, assisting them with urgent nutritional and medical needs. In one Middle Eastern country, the Alliance witnessed more people come to faith, catch this, in Christ, over the last year than had come to faith in the last 10 years combined. Amidst this rapid growth, a local man became the first person of a majority religion background to serve as an Alliance ordained pastor in this country. Praise God. In a different Arab language country, there are less than 50 known believers in a particular city of 1.4 million. Alliance International workers are launching gospel presence to provide things people need, like English classes, gospel-centered community, and Christ-like relationships. The Alliance has also been focused in responding to major earthquakes that impacted southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Alliance churches and IWs from several countries were in place when these things happened to help with care. In Asia, the Alliance has persevered for years in order to bring the light of Jesus to the darkest places. 10 years after the Alliance drew from this Central Asian country, we have returned to share the hope of the gospel with those who have never heard it. In the short time since their return, Alliance workers have started a language learning business, formed strategic relationships with local ministry partners. This past April, after 7 years of trips to the valley, and 9 years spent in this Central Asian country, two Alliance workers were able to share the gospel for the first time without objection or interruption. Something is changing. The prayerful presence of God's people is pushing back the darkness in many places around the world. Throughout East Asia, Silver Lining Missions provides orphaned children with safe homes, facilitating a rehabilitation center for children with disabilities, and provides opportunities to impoverished families through education programs. Silver Lining Family Village currently has 15 families raising over 160 orphaned children. In another Asian country, on one of the world's largest unreached islands, God has opened opportunities for one Alliance worker to engage with marginalized youth offenders who are seeking to re-enter society from detention centers, and workers are present among 24 ethnic groups. During an 18-month window, over 1,200 people received Christ in An Long Ven, Cambodia, and 10 new house churches were planted. And since 2020, the National Church in Cambodia has seen a 10% growth since 2020. And 20 churches have been planted since the beginning of COVID-19. Like in the book of Acts, miracles, healings, the casting out of demons have been leading dozens of people to believe in Christ, starting house churches and villages all over that region. In a neighboring country, over 2,000 students and nearly 200 fully trained leaders are participating in Theological Education by Extension, TEE, which has a significant impact on oppressed and marginalized people groups such as the Hmong. Over 900 graduates of TEE claim Hmong heritage. More than 40 million people globally are trapped in slavery, sex slavery, bonded labor, child slavery, other forms of extreme injustice. Justice Ventures International, JVI, partners with local organizations and global stakeholders to eradicate human trafficking and other extreme injustice. With the generosity of Alliance workers, JVI plans to expand their work as they place justice hubs in high prevalence areas for human trafficking in northern India. Since this ministry was started in 2018 in South Asia, the program has provided women trainees a sense of belonging to a community that affirms them, teaches them new skills, and shares hope. Approximately 100 children of the women in the program attend a weekly Sunday school class. God is not done. And we're not done either. Advancing into the hard places, even in Africa, the Alliance is focusing on ministering to a specific people group which spans across many countries. And if that people group is influenced, the entire continent will be impacted. Though we've had to greatly reduce our footprint in multiple places in Africa for safety reasons, you've heard this morning about strong, independent, national churches that now celebrate 100 years of Alliance ministry in those two countries. West Africa has become a challenging place for the Alliance to remain present. But nevertheless, in one country, the Alliance celebrated the baptisms of 40 new believers, most of whom live in a pair of villages that had previously lacked any known witness for the gospel. Radio Sangu Iambote, Good News Radio, RSM, was started in 2001 to share the good news of Jesus in Pointe-Noire, Republic of Congo. Today, RSM's ministry through radio and Facebook live streaming makes the gospel message accessible in four languages to hundreds of thousands of listeners. Dana is a young woman from a West African people group of about 3.3 million that is 100% unreached. She heard about Hands of Honor in Alliance Ministry. She was accepted into the program, ministered to, loved by those involved, and she came to faith just last year. Amen. Bongolo Hospital in Gabon serves over 40,000 patients a year. Each of those patients hears the good news of Christ. Thousands have accepted that call. And now the missions department of the Alliance Church in Gabon is sending their own IWs to new countries in Central and West Africa. Praise God for his faithfulness and the fruit of this gospel witness. And last but not least, in Latin America, we have strengthened that very witness through our presence. The Alliance demonstrated the love of Jesus to a country in the Caribbean by delivering food, medicine, and other vital supplies to the region that can be difficult for Alliance workers to access. They also received building supplies for a new Alliance seminary that'll train and equip leaders for 15 church plants that have sprung to life in the country. With tens of thousands of young Dominicans having yet to hear and experience the gospel, the Alliance started a university center where students can enjoy coffee, learn English, and fall in love with Jesus. The Greenhouse Student Center environment is also designed to create space to identify and develop missional leaders who reach students in the capital of Santo Domingo. God has shown his faithfulness to Central Mexico by strengthening the presence of the Alliance in the Circle of Silence, a region of over 2 million people, only 2% of whom identify as evangelicals. This year, an Alliance church in that area baptized 25 new people. So that deep life that we have in Christ continues to lead us into mission. Since our last council, Alliance Giving to Kama also empowered relief responses to West Africa, Indonesia, the U.S., displaced and refugee populations of Afghani, Venezuelan, Rohingya, and Ukrainian people. Even amid war, natural disasters, evacuating countries we've long since had access to, political unrest, and even a global pandemic, the Alliance has continued to take all of Jesus to all the world. We've been present. We're still taking the gospel to the least reached places and people. So what has your church been up to? Well, we've been praying and giving and going and responding to the call of our Lord to take his word to the ends of the earth. When we launched our vision statement at council in 2019, one of our workers who's celebrating retirement this week said on council floor, "This is going to take all of us. It has, it does, it will." We're going to hard places now because as our hearts are joined deeply with Jesus and filled with his Holy Spirit, we reflect his mission and further our vision, all of Jesus, for all the world. So, as Simpson wrote well over 100 years ago, we continue to claim, Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all we sing. He's our Savior, Sanctifier, and Healer, our glorious Lord and coming King. Amen.
I hope that as you got to hear about what God is doing all around the world for the Christian Missionary Alliance, that not only it was personally inspiring to you, but that it makes you excited to be a part of a denomination with us that is passionate about seeing unreached people all around the world reached with the good news of the gospel. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about this question of, does God's mission matter to you? And as we shared about this 2 weeks ago in my sermon, one of the things we dove into was understanding what the ultimate goal of God is in Scripture. And the ultimate goal of God is that his glory would be exalted among all nations, but also enjoyed by all nations. When we think about what that means, all nations, it takes us to his Great Commission that is found in Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Nations in that sense isn't geopolitical countries, but it is peoples, tribes, languages, all peoples of the earth. And as we talked about, there are over 4.3 billion people in this world who are unreached with the gospel from all nations, all languages, all tribes and tongues. And his call is that we would join him as his followers in his mission of taking the gospel to the unreached people of this world. Remember, unreached isn't just your neighbor next door. They have access to the gospel, to churches, access to you to come and to share your life story. But in many of the unreached countries of the world, where access is small, there are less than 1% of people who know Jesus. There are not access to churches and to God's word. And for many people, it could be very dangerous for them to make that commitment to follow Jesus. And yet these are the places that God has called us to go. My hope and prayer is that what would be stoked in your heart, not only this morning, but in this week of our Missions Emphasis Week, is a passion for understanding God's call on your life to be a part of his mission to reach the nations. As you watch this next video, I want you to prayerfully ask God, God, how can I be a part of your mission? In this next story, you're going to get to hear a real life example of how God is working in a closed country to bring people to a saving knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. And as you think and as you pray through this and watching it, I want you to understand and to think about God. It takes people who are praying, who are giving financially, but also people who are willing to go to share the good news. How does God want you to be a part of this mission?
We serve in North Africa for the past 15 years. It's 100% Islam. They have the Sharia law, which does not allow the Muslims to convert into Christianity. And so if you convert into Christianity, they judge you by that law. It's a very harsh reality.
Islam is so much a part of life, mm-hmm. of the culture. It's family. Mm-hmm. And for them to make a decision for Christ, mm-hmm. it means they have to be willing to leave their family.
Once they make the decision to become a believer, you have to protect their lives.
When we do prayer walks in our neighborhood, sorry, it's a big neighborhood, and it's like, how are these people going to come to know the truth? We walk the neighborhood, we pray, and we say, Lord, we're here. Bring them to us. If nobody's there, how are they going to come to the truth? One Christmas night, we got a call from a young lady, and she said, I found your name and number in my sister's backpack, and I want to know why.
The napkin that she had my name. There was a scripture written, and then a cross. She and I have never met, so I don't know her. This is not just a coincidence. God has something to do with it.
Both her mother and father had become Christ followers, but they had gone back. That really caused her to be curious. She lived in the interior, like 8 hours away. She came to the capital for university. We stayed in contact over a couple of years, and God gave us opportunity just to speak truth into her life and to pray with her and to encourage her. You know, the conversations got deeper. She wanted to know more about Christ, more about what it meant to be a Christian. One time I called her and she said, why is it that you always seem to call when I need to talk to someone? And I just said, because God knows and he loves you. She said, you've been praying for me. I want to learn how to pray for myself. We shared in detail with her. We prayed with her. We asked if she wanted to give her life to the Lord. And she said she did. Then we said, eventually you're going to want to be baptized. And she said, well, what about now? So, you know, we thought, well, Philip, the Ethiopian eunuch, okay. We went to the beach and She got baptized, and we were singing, and she was joyful. Mm-hmm. We were ecstatic. 2 months later, mm-hmm. we had a call from her. She thought that someone saw her when she was baptized.
She said, her life is in danger, and our life is in danger, and we should be very careful.
She was actually suggesting that maybe we leave the country. And she also said that she loved us, but she felt that she needed to be Muslim.
It was hard.
It was discouraging, mm-hmm. but we knew that we were just going to keep praying for her. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, in the middle of the pandemic, we went to the store, and I was waiting outside, and I saw this young lady looking at me from the back of the car. And she got out of the car, and it was this young lady. And so we embraced, and she said that there were some other workers from another North African country, and they were renting the apartment above her family's apartment. They were able to continue to speak truth into her life. Things that maybe she didn't quite understand with us, she fully understood. She was following the Lord now again. She was not going to be turning back.
God always wants boots on the ground. No matter how difficult the situation is, he will work through different people at different times to accomplish his purpose in somebody's life. And Bible says at the end, at the throne, there will be all people, tongues, and languages. He did not specify those in easy to reach places. Jesus Christ died for everybody, even Muslims who rejected Christ died for them.